Well, good morning, everyone. And welcome. We are here, as this opening song reminded us, we are here to worship. And just a few days from Christmas Eve and Christmas, we turn our attention all the more to Jesus as we come in this busy season. May the Lord grant you his peace as we enter this time of worship together. For those joining us online now or during the week, we welcome you, and we welcome all of you this morning. As always, the offering is on the back table here in the sanctuary, as well as overflow and online at dorseyvillealliance.org/give. Continue to thank you for your faithfulness in giving. Lots of announcements that are in your bulletin, and I do want to just take a few moments to share several things. One, Focus Youth Group Christmas party is tonight at 6 p.m. So youth from 7th grade through 12th grade, that will be this evening. Look forward to that time for the youth. Starting in January, the first Sunday of January, we will be resuming Sunday school and we'll be doing a study on the book of Philippians. So January 4th, 9 a.m. in discipleship room is a great way to kick off the new year of study of Philippians and the focus on joy. So I invite you to that time. This Wednesday night, Christmas Eve, we'll be having our Christmas Eve candlelight service at 6 p.m. Look forward to that opportunity. It's a great service and great opportunity to invite friends, family members, maybe who don't go to church regularly or don't know Jesus. It's an awesome opportunity to be able to come at Christmas time. Couple other announcements to highlight. One would be that we will be having a special congregational meeting on Sunday, January 11th, 2026. We've been talking for several years about phase two, which is to take out that back wall that separates the sanctuary from the overflow to make one cohesive space. And we have a bid and wanted to share that with the congregation. We have said that we will not do any kind of building improvement or building renovation without full congregational awareness and approval. So that time will be following the service on Sunday, January 11th. We'll share those plans with you, costs, and get your input on that as a church family. Lastly, we will be having our continued focus on PEAK. And PEAK is that assessment tool to be able to prepare ourselves for kingdom advancement. Emails have been sent out inviting you to use the PEAK profile to take that assessment. Many of you have, and we're grateful for your participation in that. But if you have not, we have a couple more weeks where you are able to do that. We'll be sending out some reminder emails here over the next couple weeks just to encourage you to do that. But we will have the results of that in a meeting on Saturday, January 24th. So the time is being nailed down, but just if you put that on your calendar, we would love to have as many, invite the whole congregation into hearing where we are at so that we might move forward together, preparing for what God wants to do in kingdom advancement. And so that will be Saturday, January 24th time. We will be letting you know. And one of the things that we have been just sensing as a leadership as well is just this need to kind of simplify and not have so much going on so that we might be able to focus on our mission of being a place where Christ's presence brings life and healing and restoration, that we might focus on worship and prayer and discipleship and mission. And sometimes there's just a lot of good things that are going on, but maybe good things aren't the best things, and so they can stretch us wider and wider. And so one of the things that as we're looking at and evaluating some of those things and looking forward to PEAK is the Panera Bread Ministry is a great ministry, and we enjoy that when we come in. But it's one of those that we feel like takes a lot of effort and a lot of focus from volunteers on a Sunday morning. And so beginning in January, we will not be having Panera as something for you to come in at that beginning time. We're still going to have some coffee around, but at the beginning of our fellowship time, we still invite you to come have relationship with one another. We're just seeking to simplify a little bit and be able to focus more on what God is calling us to. So beginning in January, we will not be having Panera anymore, but we're grateful for all those who have done so much work over the years to be able to offer that, and that's been a blessing both to us and to those in our community and around as well, but just a season of having to simplify. So as we come to worship him. Amen? Amen. Kim, if you would come, she's going to read our devotion and light our Advent candles together.
Good morning. Week 4, the candle of love. For you created my inmost being. You knit me in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful, and I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. Psalm 139, 13 through 16. As I sit and think about how deeply I love my grandchildren, I realize there's absolutely nothing they could ever do to diminish that love. It is a steady, unconditional, and unmatched. I cherish the time with my children and my grandchildren because of the love for them runs deep and wide. Imagine for a moment that the one who created you from the very beginning, how much he delights in you and looks upon you with joy. You are his, created in his image, yet with your own beautiful uniqueness. He loves you, your personality, your dreams, your goals, and your desires. He loves simply being with you, Emmanuel, God with us. I think back on the many years I spent wishing I could have been someone else, and I realize now how much that must have grieved the heart of God. I doubted my abilities and questioned my dreams and the way I connected with others. But then I came to understand. The God of heaven made me exactly the way he intended, and he loves me, and he loves you too. Psalm 139 says, "He knit us together in our mother's womb." And when I looked up the word knit, I found it means to unite or make interlocking loops. God formed us piece by piece, carefully weaving together every detail of our lives. He is present in both the beautiful and the difficult moments, caring for every detail because he wove those details himself. And when we walk with him, our lives are woven together with his. Are you questioning your personality or your uniqueness? Ask Jesus to reveal how deeply he loves you and what plans he has for you. Let him speak his love to your weary soul. Allow his love to reach into the broken places you've kept hidden from him. He longs to walk with you and to be known by you.
Thank you very much, Kim. And so with that in mind, let's look to the Lord in prayer as we begin our time of worship together. So, Father, thank you. As we've focused on hope and peace and joy and today your love, thank you that you love us so much, that every detail, every fabric of our being is known by you and lovingly created by you. God, I pray that out of your great love for us in Christ, that you would weave us closer and closer into the life of Christ, that you would draw us deeper in connection with him, and Lord, that the love of the Father would be poured out on each one of us this morning as we come. Jesus, we thank you for coming. Father, thank you for sending Jesus. Spirit of God, thank you for your work in overseeing and making it all possible that we might know that we are loved, that we are deeply and personally formed by a God in heaven who has good plans and good purposes for us. Lord, even as Mary said last week in our passage, "I am the Lord's servant. May it be to me as you have said." This morning, because you love us, we offer ourselves in worship and in response to you. Lord, in all that we do this morning, may Jesus be high and exalted and lifted up. May your kingdom come as a result, and your will done in this place, in our lives, as it is in heaven. Lord, we love you and look forward to what you have in store for us. In Jesus' name. And all God's people said together, amen. Amen. Amen.
You'd like to stand with us this morning and worship? praise you, Jesus.
Above the sad and lonely ones.
like the stars in the wintry sky. Joy of the Father, reach through the darkness, shine across the earth, send the shadows to fly. Light of the world, from the beginning, the tragedies of time were no match for your love. The great heights of glory, you saw my story. God, you entered in and became one of us. Became one of us. Sing hallelujah. Sing hallelujah. Sing hallelujah for the things he has done. Come and adore him. Bow down before him. Sing hallelujah to the light of the of the world, crowned in a manger, born for the cross, to suffer, to save. High King of heaven, death is a poor. We are the richer by the price that he paid. Sing hallelujah. Sing hallelujah.
And so, Lord, we do sing our hallelujahs to you, just as the angels sang in praise of the King who has come. We lift our voices. Thank you for these moments to reflect through song and to lift our praise. You deserve the glory as we sing our hallelujah to you. In Jesus' name. And we ask that you would speak to our hearts as we look into your word, for your glory and for our good. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.